This is Israel 18 News, with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 29th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a beautiful day in Israel, with clear skies across Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, and Haifa, perfect for those enjoying the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports from earlier today that an Israeli civilian working for the IDF was killed during an operation in southern Lebanon. Also, a defense ministry contractor died in a Hezbollah drone strike in southern Lebanon earlier this hour, according to JNS. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports a dispute in Lebanon's leadership over a ceasefire agreement, with most factions pushing for a temporary ceasefire. Separately, NBA coach Steve Kerr criticized Israel in an interview with The New Yorker, accusing the country of seeking revenge for October 7, according to Forward. And finally, Axios reports from earlier today that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, which could impact peace negotiations with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. Former Prime Minister Naftali Bennett posted just minutes ago expressing condolences for a fallen Israeli civilian, Amer Hujirat, who died bravely in Lebanon. Shanaka 86 highlighted a Wall Street Journal report on Trump's decision to maintain a naval blockade of Iran, posting approximately 18 minutes ago. Intar Nopolsky, a journalist, emphasized the importance of a recent interview questioning Israeli policy, writing 19 minutes ago. Let's go deeper, starting with the tragic loss of an Israeli civilian. Walla detailed that this individual was carrying out military-related duties when the incident occurred in southern Lebanon. This underlines the ongoing risks faced by those working on defense operations in the region. Turning to the drone strike by Hezbollah, JNS reports that this attack marks an escalation in the use of explosive UAVs by the group. The strike occurred earlier today and injured the man's son, highlighting the increasing tensions on the border. Meanwhile, the dispute in Lebanon's leadership. According to Israel Hayom Hebrew, factions are divided over whether to agree to a ceasefire that might align with Israeli interests. This division suggests a challenging path ahead for peace efforts. Separately, Steve Kerr's comments to The New Yorker have sparked controversy. He accused Israel of seeking revenge, citing a high Palestinian casualty count. Such statements add to the international debate on the region's ongoing conflict. Lastly, Trump's ceasefire announcement. Axios reports that the proposal is politically sensitive for Netanyahu. While it could ease tensions temporarily, it may complicate broader negotiations with Iran. On the economic front. First, Walla Business reveals that Finance Minister Smotrich's compensation plan has stirred discontent in the business sector. Excluding salary components from compensation has been criticized for not addressing core needs of businesses. Separately, why? Net Business highlights a survey ranking Israelis among the top users of AI for stock market investment planning. This shows Israel's growing role in integrating advanced technologies into finance. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports that Nike plans to replace thousands of workers with AI systems globally. This reflects a larger trend of AI-driven workforce changes affecting major companies worldwide. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 11 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.